do you love? Where do you love? How do you love? Which do you love? From Quicksilver, their Messenger Service album. Live portions recorded at Fillmore East and West. That was in, November 19th of 1968.
If you're looking for a great place to listen, look into Bellcase Sound. Right now, Bellcase Sound can show you the Pioneer SA9100 and SA8100 amplifiers, and the TX6200 and TX9100 tuners, hooked into your favorite speakers. Drop by and listen. Bellcase's staff of expert audio consultants will be happy to demonstrate the equipment and just talk sound. Explore Pioneer in a friendly, knowledgeable atmosphere at Bellcase Sound, 3522 Broadway.
3 years ago to the month, Mr. Natural went from a dream to a reality on St. Mary's. Later, another Mr. Natural was to become another reality on Blanco. Oh, those were the days. Remember the prices 3 years ago? Mr. Natural does. Both locations now have a permanent sale on all their pants. 20% off manufacturer's suggested list price. Every pair. And now would be a good time to drop by and browse over their new imported spring tops to barely cover you this spring, starting at $2. Hey, bop-a-re-bop, and keep your sunny side up with Mr. Natural on St. Mary's in Blanco. This is the radio station, KEXL San Antonio, where Pinball Tim will continue to present the San Francisco Rock Explosion after we have an interesting story from Lou.
Bill Balance's Feminine Forum has faded from the airwaves. It was one of the most successful innovations in local radio broadcasting ever. It made KGBS, a little daytime radio station in Los Angeles that had never made a dent in the local radio market, it made it into one of the highest rated stations in town. It was, in its way, a lighthearted version of an old radio show of the 1940s called the John J. Anthony Institute of Family Relations. But last week, Dean Birch, the FCC chairman, culminated a long, quiet FCC inquiry into radio talk shows aimed at female audiences by damning such shows as electronic voyeurism and topless radio. Peter Storer, an official of the company that owns KGBS, announced the next day, "Rather than add to the problems of an industry with already enough major difficulties in the areas of governmental relations, we prefer to be responsive." Balance himself has been on vacation and unavailable for comment. In San Francisco, however, Don Chamberlain, who broadcasts a similar program in the Bay Area, was available. To a degree. The usually affable Chamberlain, who sounds a great deal like Balance, was close-lipped about the recent controversy. He refused to comment on the demise of Feminine Forum. As for Birch's comments, Chamberlain would only say,
"Well, it's free country. He can certainly say what he wants to say."
And Chamberlain, in fact, insisted that Birch didn't even have in mind the kind of program that he is broadcasting.
"Oh, no. Unless he mentioned me by name, did he?"
"No, he mentioned no one by name. I mean, that was the... I mean, you just assumed that he didn't have you in mind, he had some others in mind, is that it?"
"I don't know who has in mind. I haven't any idea. I'm not doing a topless radio show."
Chamberlain kept urging me to talk with the management of his station, which is owned by Metromedia Incorporated. I kept responding that I was interested in knowing how the Birch remarks affected broadcasters like himself.
"I mean, you don't feel that you're doing a different job in any way today than you did before Birch's statement?"
"Oh, no."
"And you feel no concern at all about it?"
"No."
In fact, the only one who seems to have rallied to the defense of the talk show programs is outgoing FCC Commissioner Nicholas Johnson, who labeled the current inquiry into those programs terrifying and bizarre. This is Lou Irwin, Earth News Radio.
Thank you, Lou. In other areas of the news, what we could do here, since we were talking about San Francisco during the 60s, the People's Park was a continuing source of controversy, conflict, and headline-making news stories at Berkeley in California. It started as an outgrowth of the free speech movement. It gained fame, and as the residents of the area tried to turn an unused dirt parking lot into a free parking lot, or rather just a free park with flowers and a play area in it, the police and the university stopped them, however. It was in San Francisco in the 60s. Zappa.
"Hey, punk, where you going with that flower in your hand?